For many Iranian Americans, news of the nuclear deal was a long time in coming, but it doesn't end the waiting or the longing.
When am I going to see my family? When can I go see my city again? When can I go see Iran again? When?
That's Zahra Norbash. She's one of the creators of the podcast Good Muslim, Bad Muslim, a conversation between two friends about the ups and downs of being a Muslim American woman. Norbash's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Iran, and she's only visited once when she was a teenager. She says officials in Tehran don't appreciate the kind of comedy she's known for here in the U.S., so she's not likely to venture back soon. But she says she's giddy about the prospect of change.
It's like it's Christmas after years of it not being Christmas, and then also at any point it can be taken away.
The rhetoric on both sides in Iran and the United States is often very black and white. USA bad, Iran bad. What is it like for you straddling both worlds? Because obviously neither country is all bad or all good.
That is probably the question I ask myself in every waking moment with everything that I do, down to the idioms that I don't know and do know in both languages, you know? It's a huge challenge. On the one hand, I'm here as a feminist. Feminism in Iran means a completely different thing and gets championed a completely different way. And there are nuances there that I don't know. And so constantly I'm asking myself the question, how do I straddle both worlds?
Do you feel like you're called upon here in the United States to translate a little bit Iranian
culture?
Oh, absolutely.
I remember when I first started doing comedy, you know, and I wouldn't talk about being Iranian, and people would be like, how come you don't talk about being Mexican? Oh, you're Iranian. How come you don't talk about being Iranian? Oh, you know, have you seen Not Without My Daughter? Have you seen Argo? Do you know what's going on in Iraq?
Do you know what's going on in Iraq? I wouldn't mind you sharing.
Know what I appreciate most about being an Iranian-American comic is that I never have to watch the news. The news always comes to me. Did you hear what happened in Syria? Why did you guys do that?
So now that this deal is reached, what you're saying and what a lot of people are saying, Iranian Americans, are, you know, let's go back. We can't wait to go back. You pretty excited about going back, or are you nervous?
I don't think I can go back yet. For me, the laws as they stand with women and what they publish have to change in order for me to go back. And so it's going to be a little while for me, I think. Ironically, my husband, my whitey white infidel husband who recently converted so that he could go back.
Converted to Islam.
Yeah. I have a show called All Atheists Are Muslim, and I converted the atheist, everyone. I did it.
Well, he should get the Good Muslim Award.
He should get the... Because we thought that we would be able to go, and then it turned out it just wasn't safe and it just wasn't the right time. And so he is able to go. My family's able to go. Many people are able to go. I am not right now.
Huh. Considering what's happened over the, you know, since 1979, the bad blood between United States and Iran, can this just go away? I mean, does one deal make everything better? I'm not asking you to opine on politics, but just the way it feels. They're, you know, we don't like them, they don't like us.
You know, that's actually not true. It's so interesting to me that so many people think that. And if you just look at even the photos going around when you hashtag Iran, everyone is so excited. When we went to Iran when I was 13 years old, everybody had questions about Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, the American Hollywood mythology, it's treasured there. And everyone in Iran wants this, and politics are in the way. And my dad's translation of it for me, which is, you know, when you're a country that's sitting on oil, you don't get to decide how to have a government.
What does that mean?
It's an incredible resource, and even with the sanctions being lifted, I don't know what that means, and there's always a lot at stake.
Zahra Norbash is one of the creators of the podcast Good Muslim, Bad Muslim, a conversation between two friends on the ups and downs of being Muslim American women. Zahra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and may I say, dun 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 Iran, the soccer chant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers.